And you know how I always start my little interviews, and with me today is Jen Stone, my friend Jen. How are you today, Jen?
I'm really good, thanks, Jordan.
So, Jen and I had some fun on World Vegan Day 2012, and we had fun by going around and having a bunch of antics. And what were some of the things that we did today on World Vegan Day?
Well, we were handing out free chocolate chip and banana muffins on the streets of Invercargill.
And whereabouts were we? We were by a.
We were near the vegan World Vegan Day posters, which looked really fantastic.
So what we were doing was we were saying things like, "Hello, would you like a muffin? We're giving away muffins for World Vegan Day." And we'd sort of point to the poster behind us, and people would say, "Oh, yeah, that sounds kind of decent." And they'd take the muffins from us. And at the start, we had a 100% success rate. Then we had a small patch of people that weren't interested, and some people thought it was a bit weird because it is a bit weird to give away food on the streets. Like, "Hello, do you want this?" I had fun asking one woman who had a coffee. She had a mug of coffee, and I said, "Oh, would you like a muffin? It'll go great with your coffee." And she sort of said, "Oh, whoa," because that was like a really good proposition to her, because she probably saw where she bought the coffee from. A muffin probably cost, 3, 4 bucks there, and she's like, "Oh, I'm not paying that for a muffin." So the thought of complimenting the coffee by getting one for free was a very good proposition, one that she couldn't turn down. So we gave away muffins, and that worked about quite well. We gave away 8 or so.
We did,
Yeah, and so that worked out quite well as a quick thing, and on World Vegan Day to spread the message and to ask people if they know what a vegan was, and they said yes. And one of the most well, we had two really interesting ones in particular. One were the teenage girls who said, "Oh, it's the 1st of November today, because I was going to do that." And what they meant was that they were going to be vegan for World Vegan Day. And I'm like, "Well, we didn't actually write that on the posters. The posters say World Vegan Day, the InfSoc, with all a bunch of pictures of us inside our logo, showing what vegans look like and doing our wonderful vegan things. 1st of November 2012, Invercargill Vegan Society, all animals are equal, www.infsoc.org.nz. Nothing about go vegan for World Vegan Day, but that's how they interpreted it. So that's kind of cool that they saw it as a challenge to try and say, "Hey, I'll give this thing a shot." It's pretty cool. And we had another guy who I kind of came across him because I heard someone down there, and then I asked Jen if we should ask him, and what was he doing?
Oh, he was fixing things down a hole in the street. So he's in a little tent and all hidden away on his own. And I felt quite sorry for him, actually. So we thought he could do with a muffin.
Yeah, so he was some kind of telecommunications worker working on maybe installing fiber optic cable or something. And here, I don't know about in the rest of the world, but definitely in New Zealand, they have like these little canvas tent kind of things that pop up around them. And yeah, it's quite weird to hear kind of noises and realize there's a guy sort of partially underground, and the tent's just to keep people out of the way and keep the rain out if it does rain. And yeah, so we see this guy, and sort of Jen peeps through the flap, and I'm like, "Oh God," it's like kind of going into the dog's kennel, you expect to get bitten. And he was quite a nice guy. He sort of knew kind of what veganism was. Like, we asked him, and he said, he wasn't exactly sure. I said, "You know what a vegetarian is?" "Well, we're like that, but vegetarians don't live, And I said, "Meat." I said, "To be simple," I said, "meat." And I said, I just said milk. And I said, "Just eggs," just to keep it as simple as possible if he didn't know what it was. Because I always say flesh and, cow's milk and bird's eggs. But keeping it simple, he knew what a vegetarian was, and we just explained we're like vegetarians, but we just make sure that we don't harm and kill any other animals. Whereas vegetarians might drink cow's milk or wear skin or eat eggs or who knows. And so he liked the muffin, although he did say something like, "Oh, plants feel too," or something. And like, "Well, they don't have a nervous system," I said. He said, "Oh, you know that?" And it's like, yeah. But we kept it friendly, and we just sort of left it there. And I said, "Oh, on our website we have a card, and you can use this card to get to our website where you already are on the website instead of getting the card," as I messed up what I'm saying as we talk late at night. So he took the card to go to the website and to see our recipes and adventures and photos and videos and things. So he seemed a friendly enough guy. And speaking of friendly enough guys who were employed in a position, we also had another bit of fun. And what were the other activities that we did?
We went to the Alliance
Slaughterhouse
office buildings, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a giant tower right in the centre of Invercargill, like this massive stone building. It's like
six stories. Jordan was quite nervous, so he needed me to go along to protect him.
Yeah, there's no stairs, so you have to take an elevator. So you go into the lobby, and it's like two elevators, that's it, boom. And so, like, you feel really weird having to call an elevator, which is not many buildings with elevators here that you have to rely on in Invercargill. and to rely on one to get up to the top of the very top sort of penthouse sort of floors of this place, it's kind of, you feel like you're going somewhere like really private. This is not made for the public. And so we got up there, we had no idea what we were going to find, and it was a friendly receptionist, right?
Very much so, yeah. Happy to receive some, marinated tofu?
Marinated teriyaki tofu, and I had the Sanitarium brand hot dogs, like Frankenfurter hot dogs, just because I thought they were good, processed, normal, you know, put this in a frying pan with a little bit of oil, boom, it's done. You know, it wasn't a block of white tofu wrapped in just plain plastic. It's like, without any instructions, something it had. Colourful packaging, it was obvious what to do. So I thought it looked appetizing. And she said something like, oh, you guys have got guts coming up here, you know, to... Do you remember what she said? Did she say Slaughter House or Alliance? Or
just coming in here, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty gutsy coming in here.
Yeah, she's laughing, like she's kind of... A bit of a nervous laughter as well as a out laughter. But she was nice enough and she thanked us. And we also went to the Blue River Sheep's Milk Factory, which it's, I've covered it before, like it's half owned by an Indonesian dictator kind of guy, and it's a really unusual thing to take milk from sheep. And it's been on the news, and you see the video of the sheep at local farms here in Southland, and they're covered in their own, dairy effluent, if it was the dairy industry. They're covered in their own waste on their udders, and yeah, so it's not very nice looking. And we export a lot of this sheep's milk to Indonesia, which is... Half, they have, the Indonesian kind of dictator guy has a half stake in the operation. And now I see that they sell kind of like veal. They sell lambs raised only on sheep's milk. Never had grass before, and they talk about how succulent and wonderful. So I'm presuming those, you know, they have to keep the mothers pregnant all the time to keep them producing milk. And so I'm guessing that they kill the males and they keep the females to be future breeding stock and all that. So we went there and we left some oat milk and we left some soy milk for the Blue River Dairy Factory. And we also went to Mixing It Up, a local butcher shop. We dropped off some teriyaki tofu and more of the hot dogs. And they were kind of nice enough people. It was a bit sort of weird going into a local store, someone who sort of knows me, because there's no reception desk or anything. You're just talking to the guys directly that work with the knives, and they always washing blood down the drains and stuff. And God only knows what, they have an offal truck that comes by saying not for human consumption, and it tosses open the wheelie bins up above on its sort of hydraulic lift, and you see all kinds of literally rib cages and heads and all kinds of things flying out. It's like an explosion, like someone's just stepped on a landmine, you know, incredible. But they were, you know, they were kind enough and they seemed to take it well. They said, oh, thanks for this, oh, we'll try that, yeah, thanks. And I thought that was pretty cool. And the last one was actually the first one that we went to. It was the Dairy New Zealand and Federated Farmers Building. And Dairy New Zealand is, well, Fonterra is a private monopoly, and it's our largest company. And Dairy NZ is kind of like a board that sort of oversees these things, and they're not part of Fonterra as far as I understand. They're a separate thing, but Dairy NZ is pretty big, and they lobby for the dairy industry, essentially. And so we went to their building, and we had to walk up a driveway, and it's not really meant for the public to visit again, and going up these crazy stairs, and a woman asked, oh, are you going to Ag Ido, you know, that sort of training classes for agriculture, Ag Ido, or Dairy NZ, we're like, oh, we're coming here for the cow's milk, yeah, we're coming here, something weird, and she said, oh, okay, thinking we were some kind of farmers or something, and we went to the receptionist, and she was friendly enough, right?
Yeah, she was good, yeah. So, she received the...
ocean soy milk.
Yeah, with a bit of a giggle.
Good nature and aplomb.
Yeah.
So they were all friendly enough to us, and we had a great time as we gave out muffins for activism, and as we visited local non-vegan places, and say that we knew about Tom Reagan, who's the animal rights philosopher, who now promotes sort of abolitionist veganism, of promoting veganism, and he's vegan. And we also mentioned Harold Brown, who the lovely Dr. Roger Yates has interviewed before, and about how he was a dairy farmer among his many animal agriculture jobs, and he went vegan. So you never know. After dropping off tofu to the animal flesh, the slaughterhouse and the butchery, maybe they'll at least give tofu a go in their regular diet. And also with the milk, maybe oat and soy milk will be quite good for these people, and maybe they'll say, hey, that's some good stuff. I'm going to use that on my Sanitarium Weet-Bix in the morning, and it's made by Sanitarium, so that's fitting.
At least for a few days, anyway.
Well, thank you for doing this wonderful activism with me on World Vegan Day, Jen.
Hey, that's okay.